heaven and hell. You now have an inkling that possibly it ain't what you think it is, and that the absolute ooga-boogas of the priestess class, of the priest class, of the higher-than-ever class that tell you that they know what's going on and you're just a sinner, or whatever you want to call yourself, that maybe there's something more going on here. That maybe there's something about you that's in this essential nature of heaven and hell. So let's talk a little bit about that. I want to talk a little bit about how the notions of heaven and hell, or how whatever they might be, can actually be seen from the point of view of quantum physics. Now, what is there about quantum physics that has anything to do with this at all? Well, I already told you about the uncertainty principle and how that's a part of it, but there's more here. In an interview once, Woody Allen was asked about the existence of unseen worlds. And he replied, "There's no question that there is an unseen world. The question is, how far is it from Midtown and how late is it open?" Well, when it comes to unseen worlds, although religion may have a lot to say about them, quantum physics usually kind of takes a back seat here. They don't like to quite think in terms of there being an unseen world, but they've had to do so. So if we start thinking about this unseen world, this world of possibility that I've talked about before, it's the world in which there are patterns which can pop up from time to time. And these patterns are patterns of possibility which pop up from time to time as actual things in existence. That's kind of how it works. Let me just leave it at that for a moment. We need this unseen world because it's the only thing we can really get control of. Whoa! We really can't control all the matter and the energy in the world very well. Well, kind of mess up a little bit there. But when it comes to this unseen world, we can actually study how it changes, how it modifies, how it flows. And we know that it is the flow of possibility that we're looking at. Most science, however, is based on a strong belief that matter and energy are fundamental. And so life then and all of its possibilities would seem to be unexplained. Ancient spiritual teaching says, as above, so below, as, for example, the paraphrased words spoken by Jesus Christ or Yeshua, the kingdom of heaven is within you. As it is here on earth, so shall it be in heaven. Hence, what better definition for heaven will we have than the realm of all possibilities? But it's also hell, so we want to get to that. So let me explain a little bit more about this unseen world. First of all, the world differs markedly from the physical world in every way you can think of, because there's nothing physical there. There's no there there, as I think Gertrude Stein once said about Oakland, California. There's no there there. And if you live in Oakland, please, it's just a Gertrude Stein joke. I like Oakland. It's fine. So we see that there's opposing possibilities in the unseen world, and they can act in opposite directions. You can have a coin going to the right and going to the left, falling heads, falling tails, all at the same time in this unseen world. So it's like that. So that's why both heaven and hell both have to be in this unseen world, because they're both possible from the point of view. Its effect upon the things that we do see, however, is undeniable. It's a world that we physicists have learned to deal with in a very abstract way. We've had to learn to deal with something which can never be seen or measured or tested. Yet, because even though we can't see, measure, or test it, this world bubbles up into that which is measurable and testable. It's a world which describes the things that, like atoms or molecules or subatomic particles, and even more recently, quantums and quantum computers and deep space communication, photocells, all sorts of things. All of these devices, including the modern computer, wouldn't work if it wasn't for quantum physics. And quantum physics wouldn't work unless we could deal with this unseen world. In other words, the world of quantum physics is very, very different from the everyday world, and that difference may be showing us what heaven and hell are all about. Just as we know, things can and do go wrong, and for each good, we find an often equal and opposing evil, The existence of heaven, according to the quantum physics point of view, would also, as I said, posit the existence of hell. Using concepts based on this unseen world explains why there is a new way of understanding how the world works, which is not due to all things happening because of material causes. When we try to understand the world in terms of what is today called this classical or mechanical physics, which was the physics of the 17th and 18th centuries, we find that it's perfectly okay for describing the movements of very large objects that we do see, like planets or baseballs for that matter. But when we try to apply the same thinking to the subatomic world, it doesn't work. So quantum physical laws, which are the result of our thinking about how to formulate ideas about what happens at these worlds, actually point to a different way of seeing reality. Well, a new way of seeing reality may sound like something easy to do, but boy, is it hard. The minute that we got into this unseen world business, all kinds of really interesting debates began to arise. Is there really an unseen world, or is it just an invisible world? Is it a world that we just can't see, but it's really there? In other words, there's a there there. Or, is there a world which really isn't there? There's no there there, but somehow it pops into existence. Or, it's all in our heads. We don't really know what's going on. There's something missing. Or, it's all magical. Everything is magical. Everything's happening at once. And we come into it, and we magically affect it. And magic, magic, magic. Or, it's all mechanical. And if we could really take it apart, we could really find out what's going on. Or, there are so many different interpretations of trying to understand what's happening at the quantum mechanical level that, you know, people just don't know what to do with it. They just don't know. But regardless of how you interpret it, regardless of what you believe to be true, there seems to be no way that you can alter the fact or the statement that consciousness or mind itself is capable of entering into this thing we call life, this crapshoot we call life, this dancing on the edge of chaos we call life, and playing with, tinkering with, adjusting the odds a little bit. And that is a whole new kettle of fish.